Chapter 64. 30 miles east of the Griffin, a brightly painted fishing boat rolled on the gentle swells as the crewmen hauled in the nets they'd cast during the night. It was hard labor, and these men had come out much farther than their fellow fishermen to do it, but it was worth the effort because the catch was larger. With the lead lines pulled in and attached, the captain threw the switch on an old winch, allowing it to do the rest of the job. It clanked to life, drawing the net upward. As it reached the surface, his men spoke excitedly in Arabic, marveling at the number of fish they'd caught. The captain grinned, shut the winch off, and stepped forward. He stopped in his tracks when he heard a strange whistling sound. It grew louder and closer on the far side of the boat, building to a crescendo and then crashing down on him as a huge winged shape thundered overhead. It passed no more than 100 feet above them, crossing the fishing boat from one side to the other. A maelstrom of wind followed it, tilting the boat, whipping the captain's hat into the air, and tossing one of the men into the sea. From the cockpit of the Monarch, Tessa watched the small boat pass beneath them. She grinned at the thought of little men in the boat nearly being capsized by her passing. "Austin won't be so easy to impress," Volk warned. "He won't have time to be impressed," she said. "In fact, he'll never know what hit him. Do we have satellite confirmation?"
"Patching it through now."
A screen to her left flickered to life, revealing a detailed image from a commercial satellite service. The shot wasn't quite military grade in terms of clarity, but it was close enough. It revealed the lethal little vessel Numa called the Griffin, sitting off the Libyan coast.
"They're directly above a wreck," Volk said.
"Can we zoom in?"
"Stand by."
Volk tapped a few keys and the image pixelated and then refocused, much closer this time. A crane at the rear of the boat had been swung out over the transom. An arrowhead-shaped vehicle dangled beneath it. "They're deploying a submersible, or ROV," Tessa said. "It must be the Minerve."
"They're just getting started," Volk replied.
"We've caught them at the perfect time. They're preoccupied, and there isn't another ship within 30 miles. Tessa turned to the pilot. "How soon can we get a missile lock?"
"We need them on radar," the pilot said. "From this distance, we would have to climb to 5,000 feet.
"Any risks in doing that?"
"No," the pilot said. "We're invisible at this point."
"Climb to 5,000 feet. Lock onto that boat and launch 3 missiles with staggered timing."
"One missile will do the job," Volk said.
"Using 3 is overkill," Tessa said,
"which is exactly what I intend."